is Today in History, September the 12th. On this day in 1953, Senator John F. Kennedy married Jacqueline Lee Bouvier in a ceremony in Newport, Rhode Island. On this day in 1974, Emperor Haile Selassie was deposed by Ethiopia's military after ruling for 58 years. In 1977, South African black student leader and anti-apartheid activist Stephen Biko died while in police custody, triggering an international outcry. He was only 30 years old. In 1992, the space shuttle Endeavour blasted off, carrying with it Mark Lee and Jen Davis, the first married couple in space, along with Mae Jemison, the first black woman in space, and Mamoru Mahuri, the first Japanese national to fly on a U.S. spaceship.
2, 1. Booster ignition and liftoff of Space Shuttle Endeavour on a 21st century mission placing Earth back on the map.
And on this day in 2002, Tyco executives are indicted. Three former executives from Tyco International, including the CEO, the CFO, are indicted in New York on charges they stole hundreds of millions of dollars from the company. Two of the men, CEO Dennis Kozlowski and CFO Mark Schwartz, were later convicted and given lengthy prison sentences. The case became symbolic of the era's corporate corruption and greed. Kozlowski and Schwartz were charged with using Tyco, a manufacturer of industrial products, as their private bank and looting $150 million while pulling in another $430 million by secretly selling large shares of company stock after its value had been artificially inflated. Among other things, the men took unauthorized loans from the company's coffers and gave themselves enormous unauthorized bonuses. In June 2002, 3 months before the indictments, Kozlowski resigned as Tyco's chief just before he was charged with evading sales taxes on expensive paintings he had purchased. At his Tyco trial in 2004, the former CEO's lavish lifestyle was put on public display, and the media had a field day with revelations of his conspicuous consumption. He once spent $6,000 on a shower curtain and $2 million on an extravagant birthday party for his wife. In April 2004, the case ended in a mistrial after a jury member holding out for an acquittal received a coercive letter from a stranger. In the second trial in 2005, the jury deliberated for 11 days before convicting Kozlowski and Schwartz on multiple counts of grand larceny, securities fraud, conspiracy, and falsifying business records. Each man was later sentenced to 8 to 25 years in prison, while Kozlowski was ordered to pay $170 million in fines and restitution.
When former Tyco CEO Dennis Kozlowski was convicted of looting hundreds of millions of dollars from the company, he went from a life of extreme excess to mopping floors and slinging hash in prison, earning a dollar a day.
Corporate greed on display at the trial of Tyco, September the 12th, 2002, on this day in history.